How's your audio?
Good, man. How about yours?
Sounding good. Let's get this thing started.
Let's do it.
Blow things like ace. Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. Podcast number...
32.
How was your weekend, bud?
Good, dude. Very good.
Very good.
Very, very good.
Yeah, we had a good weekend.
Yeah, we did. It was fun. Got outside to be able to play a little bit. Oh, did you find your spectacles?
I got to have them. I can't read this paper without it. Mm. It's good. It's, you'll get there. You'll get there.
We'll see.
Yeah, so we got to go out and sling some arrows at some foam.
Yes, we did.
We had a good time.
We had a great time. It was a lot of fun.
All the guys, we was hanging out and slinging arrows and talking crap. We had a good time. But there was a lot of shooting going on this weekend.
Yeah, there was.
There was a whole lot of folks from Georgia that traveled up to Pennsylvania.
Was there?
Yeah, it was a good
event. What was going on in Pennsylvania? Oh, that's right. I remember.
That little shoot they called a
Lancaster Classic.
Yep.
The largest
largest indoor on the East Coast. It's actually second to Vegas as far as the world goes, as far as registrations. So they Rob Coffle and the gang put on their show. You've watched some of the shoot down, right?
I've watched
the shoot ups. Shoot ups.
I've watched the youth boys shoot up. That's the only one that I've seen.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I watched several because they were the Sunday shoot ups. We were slinging arrows while they were doing the shoot up.
Mm-hmm.
So we,
mm-hmm.
And where we were at didn't have signal. So, but. Here's some notables from Lancaster in the 60-plus open. That's men and women.
So they paired them together, yep. Or grouped them together?
Connie.
Callaway.
Won it all.
She beat the dudes.
She beat up on the boys.
Doggone.
So did.
Go Connie, shooting at prime.
So, youth male recurve, Joseph Scarborough made the shoot up.
Really?
Yep. So he was a top four. In the open pro plus 50. That's okay.
Dude keeps Keith laying it down. Laying it down.
The women recurve. Rachel. And I'll mess it up.
Yeah. I'm going to let you get that one kind of like last week.
Yeah. Anyway, she's a student at Emmanuel and she made the top four.
Good shooting.
So she was there. Of course, recurve men.
Braille Ellison
was there and did his thing. In the youth male open, Matthew Russell only dropped two in qualifications. That's two X's.
Yeah. Shooting scores at the pros are better than a lot of the well-known pros.
And Cole Frederick only dropped five.
Again.
And they'd have put them both right there in the top of the mix. So that's two Georgians that could have easily been in the pro class shooting. So,
good shooting, fellas.
Yep, y'all did good.
Proud of you guys.
Women's Open Pro. Sarah.
Yeah.
Just went around and did it all.
I ain't even trying that last name.
I always know it.
I know it, but I can't. It just like it's, if it's I
low. If you're trying to read it, it just don't work.
It'd be like a train wreck. Yeah.
So, of course, in the open pro class, right, they had eight that shot all the way up, and old Mike Schlossinger finished it out.
Hey, we had some Georgians in it.
That were shooting in the pro class. There was a few guys in that mix.
Old Broadnecks, Curtis,
and
big time Broadnecks
shot a pretty good score on qualifying and
qualified ninth, I think.
Yeah. So we had several Georgians that were in the top 10, top 15, doing their thing. So I'm proud of all of them from Georgia that went up there to do their thing and
absolutely.
So,
dude, I'm sleepy.
Don't be sleepy. can't be sleepy. It's time to.
I'm running on like 13 hours now. It's time for. I still got.
Sookie now.
Yeah, still got a lot to do.
So there were some 3D shoots going on this weekend.
No.
Yeah. Old Refuge had that ACL, Archery Church League.
Over 50 youth.
Yep. And 15 plus adults shot in that after the.
Over 50 youth shooters.
Yep.
Dude, that is so awesome.
That's awesome. Some notables.
Male high school open.
Oh, Hunter Taylor.
212 with 10. 12.
Yep. Orion Nelson. Right
I like
behind
old
him.
Orion. 199 with six. Good shooting, Ryan.
Yep.
Male middle school open. Trey Andrews. 210.
10 up. That's pretty good.
What's the 260?
I don't ask me. I'm copied it off. It's because they've already shot.
Maybe 260s after the because they did the five target shoot off. So maybe that's what it is.
But the
that'd be 510, so.
Yeah. Well, and then Chase Booth. With a 191 and 4. So, congratulations, guys, on shooting them. They're just some notable names that were in that list.
Look at Nathan out there shooting that prime.
And look how long it is.
The draw length is long.
He stretched out.
Shot, bro. Good, though. Yeah. Good shot, Nick.
So, also.
Ogeechee Bowman.
Yeah, they had
30 shooters.
About 30 shooters. Some notables in that was in a known 50 class. Kyle, come on.
Yeah,
get it. Koska.
Dude, I'll crash and burn.
Koska. Kyle Koska, 16 up.
Dude, it'd be like running into a tree wide open.
And guess what? In the senior male.
Daddy, so is that a son and daddy?
Bob.
Mr. Bob.
Bob Koska. Laid it out there with a 310. So
210.
Well,
he shot a 310. Yeah, he did.
He did. He killed it.
He was scroking.
He shot 10 extra targets.
All right. Good shooting.
No, good shooting to y'all fellas down there in Savannah. Having a good time. It was a little chilly.
It was. But it warmed up on Sunday.
It did.
It warmed up all right.
Because they shot on Sunday too.
They did.
Yeah. But we went over there to the Team Grandma.
Mm-hmm. TGM. One time. Two time. Anyway, went like 9-8.
We had, oh, man.
We had a click. Our crew.
That was just over 30 shooters, and 10 of us was them.
I shot for fun.
But still, I mean, you count the fun shooters, too, sometimes. So, yeah, I mean, she had over 30 shooters, but we brought 10 at least.
We rolled in there deep.
We did. We had a good time.
It was a good shoot. I enjoyed the course.
I'm telling you, it was. I liked it. I was happy because that's the first time I got the Bowtech to feed it foam.
Mm-hmm.
And
very first target.
I threw. Well, we ain't gonna wait. That's just luck. But
I
threw the sight tape on it and
crossed your fingers and just hoped it was right.
And hoped it was right. Shot at the bales, and I know not to move my opponent at the bale just from overtime, and I should have. And I should have, but I didn't because I was reluctant because I've done it and then be like,
it
oh, my God.
On
yeah.
You.
So I shot the first target and 12'd it, and then I fell under the next two.
Well, those were kind of some
but
long.
They were stretched, and that's where my sight tape was a little off. On the back, you know, in other words, it was
a little slow.
A little slow. It wasn't the tape itself slow. I think it was just the pointer was in the wrong spot. Yeah. And as you grow, as you get farther back, it just was bigger.
Well, the tape need to be slower. I get it figured out.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, wait a minute. I went a little slow. Maybe the bow's a little slow.
No, essentially, I turned around and.
No, I'm just playing.
Yeah. Okay.
You felt that.
I just let it slide.
Yeah. Anyway.
But
you got to figure it out.
I moved my pointer after the third target. I ended up with 8 12s.
That's pretty struggling.
Now, two of those that fell out a little farther than they should have.
Low?
Yeah.
Fives?
Yeah.
Niggles?
Yeah.
Ew.
But I had 8 12s to make up for it, right?
Niggles are never
no,
good.
There wasn't. But, I broke great shots. And it just fell out because of the sight. So I moved my pointer, went on around, and then my darn fiber pops out of my darn sight, so I can't see the pin. But I still think I did pretty good, considering. But
yeah,
four down with 8-12 means I shot some bad shots too. But I had a good time. Some notables over there was K50.
Oh, Mr. Don Randolph.
Yeah, he shot 14 up.
He shot in a group ahead of me.
Yeah, and then James Taylor shot 14 up. So there were some good boys. We had a good time. Y'all shot from the back boy state, didn't
you?
Yeah,
I shot from the big boy state.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it, man.
It was just, we hadn't done it.
That's the first time. I don't know. I was trying to figure it out with Steve, which I haven't gone back and looked at a calendar or any postings or anything. But that's the first time that I can remember that I've shot my purple bow outside since the indoor, or not indoor,
outdoor lights.
Outdoor light shoot.
Yeah.
You remember when that was? Steve said July.
August.
August. That's what I thought.
Yeah, it was August because it was late in the season.
That's what I thought. For the first time for that bow to have left the store, shot outside with a new sight set up, not knowing if the tape was right. 20 and 30 inside the store was good.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, I had no clue. Got over there, shot the bales. It seemed to be about 2 yards hot across the board, 30, 40, and 50.
Yep.
And I'm still undecided on what class I'm going to shoot. I don't know. I know where I want to go, but
I
know where I want to go.
I haven't announced where I'm going.
But I don't know if I'm going to pull the trigger on it just yet. So with that being said, I wanted to jump in
both feet,
just right off the deep end.
Into the big boy stake.
Big boy stake. I'm like, not even playing. You know what I mean? Not even playing. Just head first. Here we go. Let's do it. And I shot a 97.
That's good.
I was happy with it from the back stake.
I
have not shot the first 3D target all year.
Yep.
And really not shot hardly any indoor.
Yep.
Nowhere near what like I did last year.
Nope,
nowhere
right.
near.
That's true.
So I was pleased, and the range was a nice set.
It was a nice set. We had a good time.
I want to shoot somewhere this weekend.
It's a little chilly, but you know where we.
But I got the monkey, and the monkey says she wants to go fishing.
I understand. Well, you got to do what the monkey wants.
I ain't got to do what the monkey wants.
Oh, now daddy gonna do what monkey wants?
Probably.
All right, man. Speaking of this coming weekend.
Is it that time already?
Well, you know, unless you're going to tell me about this journals you selling or something.
Yeah, yeah. So, sorry, it caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting to go there. Yeah, so the 3D journals.
Oh, wait, stop.
Hematite.
No. This segment. Is sponsored by?
Is brought to you by 3D Journals.
3D Journals.
Get your 3D journals at journals3djournals.com. I can't even remember all the URL. Where's
URL.
One so I can look it up real quick? Archeryjournals.com. Yeah, that's
go.
What it, hey, just do it again. This segment.
this segment is brought to you by?
Archeryjournals.com.
Well, anyway, it's that time of year, right? Which is our first 3D shoot. Everybody's getting ready and getting warmed up. You might as well get you one of them training guides. Did you not see? I had mine out.
I had mine.
And
I looked at it after I got done.
Amazing.
I didn't look at it Sunday. I looked at it Monday evening.
But you could see some things.
Yeah, my targets, if I combined it all up 20 into one.
Yeah. Shotgun?
Yeah. It looks like you got hit with.
But as long
like
as
maybe an 8 shot out of a 12 gauge. I mean, there was really no.
Well, I'll tell you.
Granted, like I said, I was happy with my score.
Yeah.
But when I look back at where I was hitting the targets, there was absolutely no consistency.
Random. Yeah, I got you.
Now, I say all that to say this. Without notating
that. You wouldn't have. Because you
don't
felt
know
like
that
you shot.
Right, because I was happy with how I scored.
That's right.
I mean, granted, it was below 200.
But black stakes, first
black stakes,
time.
Yeah. I was happy with the 97.
That's right.
However, it wasn't until I looked at the journal and I started kind of analyzing, and it was like, well, doggone.
That's right.
There's absolutely zero consistency to this round. I wasn't missing left or missing right or up and down. I was missing all over.
I can go back and tell you. You know, I changed my sight. Pointer after the first two because I knew I was a little low. And then I started hitting more 12s. You know, I had lucky on the first one, messed up the second two, whatever. And then my pen fell out or whatever, and I couldn't see. And when I would try to peek, to try to find my pen, I sort of look around, not in the peep, sort of move my bow to the right just so I could bring it back to the target. Trying to find the pen, it would break to the right. And I know that's what happened. So like you said, when I go back and looked at my book, I was really, I mean, 8-12s out of whatever, that's pretty good, right? So I'm looking at, well, a consistency, I was in that quadrant most all the day except for the two that were low, but they were in that same quadrant.
Low.
They were just, I mean, they were straight in line. And then the eights that I had were blown out mostly to the right, no matter which way the target was facing, because I was moving, trying to figure out where my pin was because I lost it. And you saw me come in here and worked on my darn sight because I had to put a new fiber in it because it had done pulled out of the pin. And
well, and like I say, I mean, I ain't trying to plug my own product and and beat a dead horse or whatnot. But had I not been doing that,
you would have.
I'd have just sucked up and said, "Yeah, I shot all right."
Yep.
And I'm happy with the score.
Yep.
And I'm happy with how the shot's broken. That's one of the things I was notating on each individual target. Yep, and that notes whether it broke good or broke broke bad. And I'd have to go back and count them. And I did this Monday. I can't remember exactly. But it was probably 16 or 17 shots that I wrote down broke good or broke great.
Yep.
Good or great.
Mm-hmm.
There was only two or three, maybe four, that I wrote down broke bad.
Yeah.
So what does that tell me? 75 to 80% of my shots on Sunday broke good.
Yep.
Why they were hitting one way or the other, I don't know. I ain't pieced it together yet. I haven't shot enough outside this year to put some data together.
And that's the cool part about it is you go back and data. Because, I mean, you can grow off of every kind of data there is.
Well, see, and that's like one of the things that we mentioned in the last podcast and Levi mentioned in the podcast with Greg. There's so much strategy that goes into this game. Yeah. And if you can learn those finer details of downhill, I tend to hit left, or uphill I tend to hit right, high or right or whatever. And you do that consistently. And you track this data as you grow as an archer in 3D or whatnot.
It'll help
you. It'll help
all day long. And the best part about it is,
guys that are best in the world don't know their faults.
Well, my biggest
play off of them.
My biggest thing is, all right, so we have a good time, and 3D is fun, and those guys that are shooting, right? They're shooting for money. They're pros.
Yeah,
but they're not shooting for big money. As compared to other sports. But if you ever watch golf,
they know every single.
How many times do you see them pull that darn notebook out of their pocket
right
before they hit that shot and go, my practice round, I did this and that.
And there's three divots over there, and there's a heel right
there.
That's
right.
Yeah. So. Now, granted, of course, you can't write all that in a 3D journal, but.
But it's still data that helps you become a better person.
Yep,
so
a better shooter. That's the goal.
That can be found at.
That segment was brought to you by
ArchieJournals.com.
.com. All right. Anyway.
So you can find those journals. Message Robbie. You can send a message to George Archery.
If you haven't liked my athlete page, Robbie Surfaces, Archery
Surface.
Journey.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of came about 3 years ago. I ain't going to go down that rabbit hole today, but it's kind of after Daddy's passing. Hey, am I going to do this? Yeah, I think I'm going to do it. Get some support, kind of get some motivation behind me here. We're doing it. There's a page. Here we are 3 years later.
That's right.
Anyhow, so what's up for this weekend? Is there any archery going on this weekend?
Oh, yeah. There's a little bit
of state of Georgia.
There's a little bit of archery going on this weekend. So Solid Rock has this online form you can fill out and go to practice for indoor practice, and they charge us $5 for food. They have I guess it's just a way to come practice. They have a
so indoor practice.
I guess it's tied to the Archery Church League.
Okay.
And so it's giving them
an indoor. But is it open to the public?
I think it's open to public. It's not just sign up and so they'll know how many people they have.
Oh, okay.
Because they put in some targets out there and they look real nice. But Saturday, Disciple is having their adult ACL. So
the adult church
so,
league.
Yep. All so right. They're having theirs on Saturday. Oh, Sambo up there in Toccoa is doing his thing on Saturday.
Sambo. Yep. Oh, shout he out was to at Sambo. Lancaster.
Yes, he was, and he was frustrated.
I wasn't gonna say it, but yeah, that's kind of what I heard. Hate that for you, Sambo.
But he's enjoy gonna, watching. But he's gonna shoot. Climb out of it. Like they always do.
Oh, yeah. From what I understand, he might be coming over here to hang out with us.
Maybe. You never know.
One day this week.
Maybe. Oh, Sweetwater's having the first that I know of, ASA State qualifier.
Yeah. So, I don't know of any other ones that's already been shot.
Not that I know of. So that'd be the first ASA State qualifier. So if you're trying to qualify for the state or you're trying to get them shooter of the year points, you can go over to Sweetwater and shoot Saturday.
And then there's this thing going on over in Snailville. You know anything about it?
Yeah.
Heard anything?
I know a few people that'll be there.
A few?
Uh-huh. The Georgia Archery Association, the GAA.
The GAA.
Is having their state JOAD on Saturday.
So what is the state JOAD?
All right. So what it's the Junior Olympic Archery Development
Program. Okay.
And so there's clubs all over the state that are people are members of.
Where do you find a club like that? I mean,
you can find it on US Archery's webpage.
So just USAArchery.com?
USAArchery.com. And .org, I think it is.
Is there clubs sporadically spread out throughout the state? I mean, how does...
Yeah, I mean really they are. I mean, we have a club here. There's other clubs there, you know, different places.
Does a club have to be within inside of an archery shop?
No, it does not.
So it does not have to be inside of a shop?
It does not have to be inside of a shop. They are, you know, different coaches have clubs and that type of thing. So you could be a member of a club that's local, close to you, or, you know, where you like, if your shop does have a club, then you can, you know, join that way too. And then the GAA is nothing more than the state representative of the U.S. archery.
World archery. Okay.
So you have world archery, that's worldwide.
Right.
And then you have U.S. archery, which is nationwide.
Right.
And in our state, it's GAA.
GAA.
Yeah, the Georgia Archery Association.
I knew all that. I was just kind of feeding you questions
to get everybody that doesn't
understand. So what kind of target face do you shoot?
They will shoot a vertical or a single yellow and red face.
So how is it scored? Baby tens?
Yes, sir.
On compound is baby tens.
It is baby tens.
So no X is 11.
No X is 11. That's Lancaster's over. Don't, don't, don't.
Dude,
so,
that's the best format out there.
X is 11. No. X's are 10s. Yes. Everything else in the yellow is 9.
So I shot a 270.
Well, yeah, if you didn't ever hit an X.
Nah, I don't hit many X's.
You do. That's a lie. You just don't hit 30 of them.
No.
Okay. 30 of them is hard to hit.
I might hit 30 of them if I was shooting from 10.
Oh, yeah. I've done that. Yeah,
but I ain't broke that. It at 12.
So the
yards.
The JOAD is just the youth from, you know.
So what consists of a junior then, the youth?
Well, it's not junior. It's they have different junior classes. But the first class is called a yeoman.
Yeoman.
Yep.
Okay.
That's 9 and under.
Little bitty.
7, 6, 7, 8, 9 year olds. Then you have Bowman, and then you have Cub, and then you have Cadet, and then you have Junior. And Junior actually goes all the way till 21st birthday.
So do you have to be in school?
No.
So you can be 21.
That age.
Working.
Yeah. If you're through the year of your 21st birthday, you can still shoot as a junior in the JOAD. So there's a lot of college students that still shoot as a junior instead of in the collegiate section because some offer collegiate, some don't. So that is just Saturday only, 60 arrows straight for score.
Saturday only.
Yep, and that's JOAD.
JOAD.
State championship.
State JOAD championship.
Indoor.
Can you come from other states and shoot this?
As a guest, and so there's a guest class.
Gotcha.
But you can't be
adult shoot it?
Yeah. Well, not Saturday.
Not Saturday.
Here we go.
Now we're getting into...
JOAD is Saturday only.
Sundays.
So then on Sunday, it is the GAA State Indoor Championships. So all of the youth can still shoot that day as a separate tournament. but all the adults get to play too.
Sweet.
So if you have a U.S. archery membership, you could shoot this event.
All righty then. And it doesn't. You don't have to be a Joe Ed member.
No, you don't have to be a Joe Ed member. You just have to have a U.S. archery
membership. So I could be like 92 and shoot.
Yeah, we have some 68 and some 70-year-olds that shoot it. And so, yeah, that's where we'll be in Snailville. The Archery Learning Center is hosting that, but it's not at his indoor range. It's a
Where's it at this year, do you know?
I can't think of the name of the place. It's at the hockey
rink or
hockey ring. That's not just almost directly behind the building, his shop. So, but also on the other end of the state.
The other end of the state.
On Saturday is the S3DA South Indoor Regionals.
South.
Yes.
Way down there.
Statesboro.
Kind of down there, ain't it?
It's down there.
All right, then.
So that is the first of two regional tournaments. There's a north and a south for the S3DA.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the first one.
That's the south region.
Yep. North region is the next weekend. In Tocoa.
We'll get to that one.
Next weekend.
Next week.
Well, this will be bumped out early because I get on a plane Wednesday.
Where are you going?
Vegas, baby.
What's in Vegas?
It's the world's largest indoor archery tournament.
It is?
Yes, sir.
Y'all shoot bows in Vegas?
They do.
I thought what happened in Vegas stayed in Vegas.
Well, yeah, we don't talk about all the things that happened in Vegas.
I wanted to go, man, next weekend's my birthday. I wanted to go to Vegas.
Get in the plane.
I don't think they'll let me in the cubbyhole.
You pack you my bag.
I don't think I'll fit.
Anyway.
I'm a little bit.
So, yeah, we're going to try to knock this out on Tuesday night so that it can get pushed out for the weekend. And then, because I'll be.
So, when are you leaving?
Wednesday. I forgot what time.
Are all of y'all going on the same plane?
There's several of us on the same plane.
Boy, that's going to be trouble.
Yeah, I got Caleb Brown.
Oh, boy.
Gabriella Alfaro.
I don't think you got to worry about her.
Ken.
That's the one you got to worry about right there.
And Grandma's coming, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mama's coming.
I wouldn't worry too much about Mama. I think
and fine. I think someone else said they may be on that plane too. So we may have a crowd.
It's a load.
Yeah. So we'll fly out Wednesday and I'll fly back in Monday.
All right.
Yeah. But I sort of booked mine around Zydell's and Caleb's.
Mm-hmm.
So because I figured I could hitch a ride to the airport with them.
Because
we do live in the same town now.
Yeah. Yeah, like when we get done with this, I still got an hour drive home. And
I did it a billion times. I understand completely. But so that's on Saturday for your S3DAs. That'll be the first S3DA tournament of the year. They got a pretty good group. It's closed. I forgot how many I went to try to count them and didn't get them all counted. But they have a good group, and we'll talk about that and how many they had and some good scores that they shoot down there for that one. And then, like I said, on Sunday, the GAA, the adults will get to shoot in Snailville. There's a morning line and afternoon line.
Uh-huh.
And yours truly is going to – I might need to practice.
Do what?
Yeah.
What's that?
Exactly. I'm going to have fun. So.
Well, I'm sure you will. But you'll shoot well.
I'll have fun, and I won't get mad if I don't shoot well because there's a sign up here on my wall. You see it, right?
Don't be upset by the results you didn't get with the work that you didn't do.
Yep.
Yeah, I got it.
That makes lots of sense.
Yep.
So,
however, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Man, are you just going to read the wall?
Look, dude, just look in the mirror. There's your competition.
That's right. The only competition is you, is nobody else.
Yeah. All right, man.
Anyway.
It never gets easier. You just get better.
That's right. It never gets easier. You just get better. That's
if you've been in John's office up here.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got plenty of you know, focus on the process. That's a big
focus
one.
Focus on the process. That's true. Hustle until you no longer have to introduce yourself.
That's right.
So when you walk in the room and they say, know, what's up, little John?
That's right. Then they know
then
who you
know
are.
You made it.
You made something.
You made it.
Yeah, well, I would never make it.
But, me neither.
You know, so there's a whole bunch of different stuff up here. But my favorite one is this one, John, and you can't read it.
I can't read it because it's curled
falling over.
Don't try, man. Don't be easy. Don't pull the muscle. Some wish for it.
We work for it.
We earn our trophies at practice.
We just pick them up at the competitions.
Dude, I love it.
That
I
makes
love
good
it.
Sense.
Yes. Dude, so out here, this is where you're earning your trophy. But when you go Sunday and shoot in that old man's class, you're just picking up.
I'm not in an old man's class. I still have to compete with everybody who's 22 and older.
Even with your spectacles?
Anybody who's 22 and older till they get 50, and I ain't quite 50. So
all that gray hair and them spectacles, I'd have thought you was 50.
I hear you. You'll get there.
Working on it every day.
So the calendar's up, got a lot of stuff on it. That's where we get our information from. If we missed something, it's probably because it wasn't on the calendar.
Yep.
And that means that if you say, hey, y'all didn't mention this, that means you need to send me an email or a message. You can email me at
GeorgiaArchery@gmail.com.
That's right. You can find all of this information under calendar
at GeorgiaArchery.com.
That's right. And you can see
one time.
You can see pictures and things that we post throughout the week at.
And hold on.
Yeah.
Had something come in. Yeah, just, I don't know where you, what, I don't even know what you said.
I was going to say pictures.
When you said pictures,
things that we post,
make sure you're hashtagging George Archery when you post a picture. And remind me to hashtag George Archery because I forget.
I know it. So if you're posted a archery picture, no matter where you're at, if you're at the Solid Rock or if you're at Disciple, Sambo's or Sweetwater, or you're at the Joad Snellville or the Indoor Snellville or even the S3DA, be sure to hashtag
George Archery,
spelled all the way out. And we're going to hunt for them, and we probably will share some again through Instagram.
Instagram.
And we'll probably share it through Facebooks.
Yeah, we'll do it through Facebook and Twitter.
And then what?
Twitter.
And then what?
Twitter.com.
And what's that other one?
We don't share no pictures through ChapSnap, though.
We might.
I don't. I don't have. I mean,
well,
I got some chat snap, but nobody ever.
Yeah, that's
chaps me, snaps me.
Anyway, so that's that, and you can find us if the clubs are listed on the map with addresses, because like you're looking through right here, you know, Disciple has an address. Sambo now has an address because I had to find it. Sweetwater, we know where it's at. You know, Snailville. I mean, those things have addresses, so you can find them, know where they're at.
If out in the woods.
If you're not listed, you can fill out, you can send us a message, and we'll put it on there and get it done. We appreciate everybody listening. We do this for
absolutely
the fun of it, but we do it. I mean, one of the reasons that we're doing it is because we've been asked to do it. I was asked to do this a long time ago. That same discussion that we had a few minutes ago about World Archery, U.S. Archery, GAA, I had explained it to that too many times.
Mm-hmm.
Of the hierarchy, three-letter versus four-letter.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, where can we find this information? Well, so I started trying to put it all in one place 5 years ago, something. Maybe, no. I had some pictures that were dated 8 years ago the other day.
Really?
From
way back.
And so I started building this, and I started doing a little video. Well, the video was, it's hard to edit and have a full-time gig, you know, because you've been trying to play that game now. Mm-hmm. Editing ain't easy.
No, and it's very time-consuming.
And it's time-consuming, where this audio is not near as bad.
And we look
oh, yeah,
a whole lot better.
I got a face for radio.
Yes.
I got a
thanks,
face for
Ken
radio.
Wood.
I got a face for radio, so we do real good about it. And everybody can listen to this on the way to work, you know.
Jake, sorry, brother. You're going to have to catch part two or the rest of it on the ride home.
Yeah, but we can, you know, you can listen to this on the way to work or wherever. And it's, most of the time, we don't try to run too far over 30 minutes.
And no, so, and, but I mean, this was a good one. This has been fun to do.
Oh, yeah.
I guess we probably need to kind of.
Yeah, we're going to close this out, and we'll probably hear from you next week. I'm probably going to take my little recorder to GAA try to talk to a few folks.
Hey, you know, we need to remind folks about the swag.
Oh, yeah.
On the website.
Yeah, so here's the other side. If you go buy you a Georgia Archer t-shirt or a sticker or whatever else we have on the webpage under swag.
Swag.
It's under the Swagalific. Shop. You can, you know, it helps supports us. We don't, we're not, you know, every little piece
we
of
ain't collecting no nickels off none of this. But
no, we're just putting it back in.
Everything's going right back into
equipment. Oh, yeah. I mean, we done bought some equipment we ain't paid for yet.
Right.
Or as far as the George Archery hasn't paid for it yet.
Right.
But. So if you buy something, the other side is take a picture of it, post it. We'll share it out and let everybody know, and we'll see how cool you look in your Georgia Archery swag.
And if you just want to make a donation.
Oh, yeah. There's a link to the donation. You'll find it in the show notes.
Yep.
So
we haven't ordered one box of Girl Scout cookies with any donations.
No.
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 We're just putting it right back into equipment. Because we enjoy this. This is fun. Like, I just shared a picture. We should do a journal giveaway. Since we mentioned the journal in this one, I tell you what, I just posted a picture on the Instagrams.
Yep.
And Facebook.
Yep.
Best caption.
Best caption gets a journal.
We'll choose the winner of said journal.
By when?
Before the next podcast, before you leave.
That'll be next Tuesday.
So next Tuesday night. Is it going to go up Tuesday, or you going to try to get it Wednesday?
I'll have it so it will record it Tuesday. So okay.
So by the next recording, podcast number 33, we'll choose the winner.
So no, the best thing to do is tell everybody that it has to be done by
Tuesday.
Tuesday at noon.
Tuesday at noon. That gives us time to choose the winner. Best caption.
Yep.
Caption this photo. And you can do it on Instagram or Facebook or both. You can come up with two different ones if you got Instagrams and Facebooks.
And so if you want to send it to the Chap Stats,
I don't get them, so I don't see them on that one.
But we can see it, and I'll share it. I'll let him see it.
And somebody's going to win a journal.
Somebody's going to win a journal.
Caption this photo.
That'd be good. We're going to have a good time. And
if you just want to buy a journal and get it, I can ship it out in the morning.
That's right.
Archeryjournals.com.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess that's going to be it for this week.
Yeah, I think so.
Until next time.
I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie. We'll see you.
Peace.